Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. L'ulei Nishma Sabi Moria Rav Hillel Ben Meir Yechel Mechel Zechorno Lebracha and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zechorno Lebracha. We're in Shmuel Bet. We're in Perek Zion. And of course, we are still in the middle of the Haftorah for Shabbos, Parshas Shmini. Vayhi ki Ashav HaMelech Bebeso. So it was when David HaMelech was settled in his house. And he got really, really frustrated, says the Arbar Menel, and couldn't tolerate the absence of a place for the Aron HaKodesh to be other than in a tent. Vashem iniach lo misabi mikol oivav. Hashem had given him rest. He said, look, everything was fulfilled. And then, based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin on the Chaf Amad Beis, at that point in time, he understood that it was incumbent upon him to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, in other words, because, says the Abar Benel, David HaMelech had subdued the Plishtim, he thought that his wars were over, and so therefore, he assumed I'm supposed to go ahead and fight the next battle, and the next job for me will be the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Vayom HaShem al Nasan HaNavi, so Hashem said to Nasan, Vayom HaMelech al Nasan HaNavi, the king said to Nasan, Reina Anochi Yoshi Bebeis HaRazin V'Aron Elokim Yoshi B'Soch HaYiria, he said, look, I'm sitting in a cedar home, and the Aron of Hashem is sitting inside a curtain inside a temporary tent. So Nasan and Davi said, look, whatever you want to do, go do. Ki Hashem imach, Hashem is with you. Now, to be quite honest, the Radak says this was a mistake. The Navi is also fallible when he doesn't base his advice on Nevuah. And so also with Shmuel, who was incapable of predicting which of Yishai's sons would be king, and here also as well. Nasan Adami turns, according to the Abar Benel, by emphasizing on this situation, Kol Asher Bovavcha, Nasan is saying, look, I haven't heard anything from God in this matter, so if you feel Hashem's with you, go ahead and do it. Vahi Balayla Hu, so it was on that particular night, Vahi Dvar Hashem El Nasan Lemor. Hashem spoke to Nasan to challenge him on this predicament that he had gotten David HaMelech involved in. Why does he do it immediately that night? Why doesn't he wait until the next day? And the answer is, that will be the subject of today's Nachiyomi, a deeper look. So instead, Hashem tells Nasan, go speak to my servant, to David, Ko Amar Hashem, and you should tell him, this is what Hashem says, Hatatibna Bayis L'Shifti, you think you're going to build a house for me? It is not the past chesed I showed you more sufficient that you keep asking for more? Well, he says, I want you to know, Gilo Yashavdi Bebayis Miyom Halosius Bnei Yisom Yimitzvayim Adi Yom Hazeh, Ve'yeh Misalich Po'o B'Mishkan, he says, I've never been in a house, right? And I've always been in a Mishkan. Right, so the logic is difficult to understand. If anything, that's more of a reason to build the Beis HaMikdash. And furthermore, that could have been applied to any of the future kings as well. So the Malbim understands that in contrast to the Mishkan, which was made for mobility and temporariness, a sign of Hashem's wandering, the Beis HaMikdash was supposed to be a sense of peace. And in order for that to happen, says the Abar Benel, conditions different from the period of time of the Shofanim had to be attained. And so before there could be a Beis HaMikdash, there had to be a sense of Shalom, and there had to be a Malchus based David. And that's why Nasan was told to convey that neither peace had been fulfilled yet. David, your first stage, number one. Right, b'chol asher salachti b'chol b'nei Yisrael ha'davar dibarti esachad shiftei Yisrael asher tzivisi liros esami es Yisrael emor lam lo b'nisam li beis harazim. In all the places where I went with b'nei Yisrael, did I ever say, why didn't you build me a permanent house? I didn't do it. I never made that request. Ata kotomar la'avdi l'david, so that's why now Hashem says to Nasan, go tell David, ko amar Hashem tzavakos, here is my nevuah for you. I took you from the sheep, where the sheep code is, and I took you to become a leader over my people. I did everything you told me. I wiped out your enemies. I made you a big name. I'll appoint a place for Bnei Israel, and I'll plant them there. And they'll live in their own place, and they won't be disturbed anymore. and the people will not go ahead and torture you as they did at the beginning. And even from the day I commanded the Shoftim, and I gave you rest from all your enemies, and Hashem said that Hashem will make you a house. Then after you die, then I will raise up your children, and they will go ahead, and I will proceed on their kingdom. Your son will take over for you. That child will go ahead and build a house for me. I'll establish his throne forever. So that when he goes astray, I'm going to use the rod of man, and with the stripes of the sons of Bnei Adam, I'm going to, you know, be like a father's supposed to be. Sometimes we have to go ahead and be a little bit difficult with our children. Sometimes we have to understand which way things go. So, you know, you have to understand that the Shevet Bnei Adam, says Rashi, refers to Hadad and Ritzin ben El Yada. And here is to the two adversaries that Shlomo HaMelech mentions in Perek Yud Aleph. And the Nigei Bnei Adam is the Ashmedai, who the Gemara in Gittin describes in detail, who chased Shlomo HaMelech from his throne. Now, we know that the Ashmedai and the Shedim are children of Bnei Adam, since for the duration of 130 years that Adam was estranged from his wife after the death of Hevel, all of a sudden the spirits became pregnant and gave birth from Adam HaRishon, says Rashi. What a fascinating idea, right? The demon Ashmedai was Shlomo's constant nemesis, says the Gemara. And Hashem says, basically, I'm going to deal with you just like I had to deal. V'chazdi lo yasur mimenu, but you should just understand, my mercy won't depart from your son. Kasher asirosim imshol, asher asirosim ofanecha. I did take away, you know, the mamlacha of Shol. I will not do that to your children. There's always going to be a Kisei David Avdecha. So based on all of this, that's the way David was spoken to by Nasan. So David went in and sat before Hashem. Vayomer, mi anochi Hashem Elokim, umi beisi ki havi osani at halom. Who am I and what's my house that you brought me this far? Vatiktan od zos beinecha Hashem Elokim. Vatadaber gam al beis avdecha lamei rachok. And so this was a small thing here in your eyes, Hashem. But you also spoke of your servant's house from far away. Vizos toras adam Hashem Elokim. Do you think this is the manner of man? Uma Yosef David od ledaber elecha. Vatayadata es avdecha Hashem Elokim. Right? He says, what more can David say to you? You know your servant. For the sake of your word, you brought about all this greatness to make your servant know it. And so I came, God down to Hashem Elokim, ki ein kamocha ve'ein Elokim zula secha k'chol asher shamanu ba'azneinu. There's nobody like you. Mikamcha yisrael goyechad ba'aretz, asher holchu Elokim lefdos lo la'am, v'lasum lo shem, v'lasos lachem agdula, v'anoros la'artzecha, v'mnei amcha asher padisa, l'cha mimitzayim goyim ve'elokav. And you should just know there's nobody like your people, a single nation in the world, who he went to redeem for himself and make him a name, and also to accomplish the greatness for his land in the way that you saved your nation from Mitzrayim. You established yourself to your people to be a people unto you forever. You became their God. So Hashem, that thing that you spoke to your servants, you should establish it forever. Please do as you spoke. You said Hashem is God of Israel, and the house of your servant David should be established before you. Ki ata Hashem tzvakos Elokei Yisrael galisas ozen avdecha leimor habayis evna lach hakein matza avdecha aslibo lispala leilecha satfila azos. You established and revealed to your servant ear saying, a house I'll build for you, and therefore your servant found in his heart to daven the tefillah. V'yata Hashem Elokim, ato Elokim udvarcha yu'emes, v'atidaber el avdecha esatov azos. You spoke these words. V'yata hol v'erech es amcha, es beis avdecha lios li'olam lefanecha. You found a place to give the bracha to your servant. It should continue. And forever, ki ata Hashem Elokim, dibarta umi birchascha yivorach beis avdecha liolam. You spoke, and there should be bracha for you forevermore. That is the end of Perek Zion, and that is the tefillah that was offered by David. And in Be'ezras Hashem, we'll see that it will indeed be mekuyam, and David's kisei will be something, his throne will be something that will stand forevermore. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.